Sometimes the best thing, the most loving thing that you can say to a friend of yours is, "Get behind me, Satan." Anyone ever done that before? No, maybe you haven't said it with those words, but I bet some of you there's times when you've more or less said that with your actions, with other words perhaps, with just the change in your life that occurs because of what Christ does in us. See, the fact is our friends don't always move as quickly toward heaven and holiness as we do. So sometimes, even those people we've relied on for a lot of our life, for fun, for community, fraternity, friendship, and like just security, you know, freedom from that loneliness that's so terrible for human beings. Sometimes those friends, even those we care so much about, hold us back, maybe even drag us down. I think of my friends in high school. They got me into partying and just a life of debauchery. Like, I grew up in a family that we were going to church every Sunday, and Dad taught us well, you know, you don't drink, you know, you follow the commandments. And the first time I went to a party, it wasn't me buying beer and inviting people over to my house. It was one of my friends. I said, "Hey, come over. We're getting some beer. We're going to have a party." First time I ever drank underage. A friend invited me. A friend who, I cared about him. We had fun together. He drugged me down. Actually, a lot of my friends at that time, we all just encourage each other in vice. And that's the nature of what those who are closest to us can do. They can either drag you down, help you to stay lukewarm where you are, or push you farther. And I've experienced the other side of that pushing, that amazing synergy that occurs between a truly strong Christian community. In seminary, of course, was the most amazing experience I had of that. 150 guys, all striving for holiness, all holding each other accountable. The ones who were really, like, holy guys were dragging a lot of us along with them. Like, oh, man, at least I got to be as good as him, you know? You know, I'd talk to him, like, how can I become like you, man? It was awesome. Friends can either drag us down, keep us where we are, or push us. So you need to think, what kind of friends do you have right now? Are your friends happy where you are? Let's just go to Mass on Sundays, you know? Maybe go to confession if you ever sin real bad, you know? Or do you have friends who are like, "Hey man, let's go to a party"? And you know, these friends are encouraging you to do things that are not gonna help you find the love, joy, and peace that your heart desires. Or are you so blessed to have friends that are holding you accountable? That if you stepped out of line, they'd say, "Hey, I saw you do this. I saw you say this. It's not going to bring you the happiness you desire." If you have friends like that, give thanks to God. That's a great gift. But if you don't, you're not a kid anymore. Like, maybe some of you here are kids. Sorry. You don't have as much choice over your friends. Mom's going to take you to where your friends are. You know, you're just stuck with who you're around. But adults, you have a choice. It's time to get serious about growing in holiness and putting yourself in a place where that's actually possible. If you have friends who you know are dragging you away from God, I mean, at least just say it. Admit it to yourself. I'm choosing to spend time with people who are keeping me from achieving the goals I have in life and could possibly keep me from getting to heaven one day. And maybe you need to say, "Get behind me, Satan." That is a loving thing to say when your friends are keeping you from Christ. Jesus said it to Peter. It must be a very loving thing. Because Peter, I mean, good friend, absolutely standing in the way of Jesus and accomplishing his goal of dying for our sins. And that's why I said, "Get behind me, Satan." That was an act of love. And for us, it was hard for him and his humanity. He felt that loss of a friend in that moment, and it was hard for him to tell Peter that. It'll be hard for us too. I mean, for two reasons. One, when you step away from a friend who's hurting you, who's dragging you down, you do feel that loss, especially if you've been close to them for a long time. And also, you might face some serious opposition. That friend might say, well, who are you? What are you doing here? They might attack you for your belief that, you know, here in the Eucharist, the God of the universe can actually give you what your heart desires. It's going to be hard. But here's why it's worth it. Jesus did this to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. That showed Peter he's in the wrong. If Jesus would have been like, oh, sure, Peter, you know what? We don't need that cross after all. Peter would have just stayed right there where he was in that false understanding of what true love and salvation looks like. And if you, likewise, don't call your friends out, don't step away from them when they are trying to lead you down, well, they might never have a chance to change either. You actually might be the one who leads them to Christ. Because think about this. You step away from them as they try and drag you down. What are you stepping towards? Christ. You become someone who literally can lead them to Christ. Maybe the only person. Maybe the person they need most. Think about that today. Who are your friends? Are they really leading you to God, helping you become a more mature and virtuous person? If so, awesome. Give thanks to God and really take time to think of how helpful that is in your life, how much you need to appreciate these friends. But if you don't, if your friends are dragging you down or they're just not willing to at least encourage you in what you're doing, then it's time to step away. It's time to not reject them, not like deny them or ignore them, but say, no, I'm not going to go to that party with you. I'll come hang out with you when we're doing things that are not immoral. But in the meantime, I'm going to go find some new friends, which is why here at the Newman Center, we're so focused on forming a good community. We put so much prayer, time, effort, and money into forming the Newman community so that students here on campus can have another option. If they have to step away from friends who are hurting them, they can come here, find new good friends, and then we hope and we pray, bring those other friends, their old friends, in with them as well. What a gift. And that's happened. It doesn't always happen as quickly as we'd like. But one person who finally woke up and said, I'm going to be intentional about growing in holiness, even when it requires sacrificing my old way of life and my old friends, they come, they change, and their old friends come along with them sometime after. That's why telling someone, get behind me, Satan, probably not in those words, but stepping away from them, saying, no, I'm not going to follow you into sin, telling them, man, this is not going to bring you happiness. That's really what Jesus is doing, telling Peter this, you're missing the truth. When we do that, we become the light that friend might need most to bring them to Christ. And we can always trust that, as hard as that is, here our Lord Jesus is that friend we need most. I mean, we're going to receive him in the Eucharist. That means you leave with that only true friend who will never let you down. He's in you. You can ask him, Lord, give me that strength to trust in your friendship so that I can lead my friends to you. Or maybe go through a period of struggle and finding new friends so that I can get closer to you and one day lead my old friends there. That's the challenge of our readings today. Who are your friends? And are you being drugged down by them? Or encouraged in lukewarmness? And if so, are you right now going to make the decision to change and be the one that maybe leads those friends here to our Lord Jesus? That friend that we all need most.